This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1601. Don't beat yourself up in English conversations. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Are you hard on yourself, especially when it comes to your English? Today, get 3 new phrases that natives use all of the time on this topic and find out how to give yourself a break.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today? What's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, and not too much. What about you? How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. The sun is shining today in Colorado. Yeah, no complaints.
That's good. Hey, Lindsay, are you the kind of person, like, do you beat yourself up when you make a mistake? Are you kind of easy on yourself?
No, I beat myself up for sure. I'm very hard on myself. Yeah,
really?
I mean, not everything. I've learned to have a little more tolerance over the years, right? And I think it's good as we become like more, we respect ourselves more as adults, we get this tolerance. But yeah, sometimes I am hard on myself. You, Michelle?
Yeah, I'm also hard on myself. I think like sometimes when you talk about this aspect of yourself, like I'm like, oh, I wonder if Lindsay and I are actually pretty similar.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like we are when these things come out for sure.
So yeah, we're going to talk about that more, that expression in just a second. Guys, today we're going to be talking about really, I'm trying to find a way to classify these. I would say fighting idioms. I don't know, like kind of boxing style, like beat yourself up. So we're going to be getting into that. Not that we're a violent group of people, but these are natural expressions.
Yeah, Michelle, have you seen Fight Club with Brad Pitt?
I've never seen it.
Really? Okay. Yeah, it's very intense.
I've heard. I really would like to see it.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Brad Pitt is a fantastic actor, so I would recommend it for sure. But, you know, just be ready for an intense movie. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes that can be good. It can be fun.
Yeah.
But guys, before we get into that, we want to remind you that if you want to know where you are starting, right, your fluency level right now, which will help you know where you need to go, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score, because over there, you are going to take a super short quiz and then you're going to get your fluency level and then you actually get resources specific for your level, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. And we're going to show you how to use your fluency in life and in your career, right? At work,
right,
at the office, how to achieve what you want at work. So good. So allearsenglish.com/fluency score. So Michelle, are there any episodes that we've done in the past about, you know, fighting and punching, things like that?
Well, over on the IELTS Energy podcast, episode 936 is Punch Your Way to Speaking with 9 Idioms. And then another one was All Ears English 1207, why these sports idioms are not out of left field. And some of those kind of reminded me of this episode. I think we did a boxing one over there. So definitely a good ones to listen to. IELTS Energy 936, All Ears English 1207.
All right. And guys, remember, you know, if you're taking IELTS this year, go over, get that episode, right? Subscribe to that show. That's the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, and check out that episode and the other ones to help you with your IELTS score. Nice. Okay, Michelle. So these ones today we're talking about are quite common, isn't that right?
Yeah, exactly. They're very useful in many different contexts. I mean, so in the beginning, I asked you, do you beat yourself up? I mean, what does that mean? I mean, does that mean you're just like sitting there hitting yourself?
Hopefully not. On the really bad days, yes. No. No, it just means that basically you blame yourself in a negative way. If something goes wrong, your mind kind of goes to, oh, I probably made the mistake. It was probably me. And yeah. I shouldn't have done that, right? I messed it up. So that's what I think it means.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think, you know, there are a lot of people who just beat themselves up when they make a mistake. And, you know, it's sometimes, I mean, we have to acknowledge when we make mistakes, but it's also, you know, mistakes, right? So I think, you know, the best thing is to learn from it. I mean, do you ever hear, like, if you were kind of like ruminating on a mistake, I feel like a friend might say to you, don't beat yourself up, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I think that really, especially a bigger mistake, right? This is kind of big for big things.
Right.
This is not for, oh, you know, I accidentally left the light on when I left the house, right? Something like that. This is for big things that kind of cause problems.
Right,
Michelle?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like I could see like something about work, you know, like if somebody makes a mistake at work and, you know, I could even see like a boss saying like, oh, don't beat yourself up about it. It's okay. Just do better next time. Something like that.
Exactly. I mean, this really ties in with connection, not perfection, too, because I feel like our listeners probably beat themselves up over their English. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not always your fault if the person doesn't understand you. That's the other important thing. They need to try harder to understand you.
That's true. Exactly. Yeah. So, guys, don't beat yourself up in those situations.
Yeah.
Lindsay, should we do a couple role plays, actually?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Here we go.
Okay. All right. Ugh, I can't believe I lost that paper again.
Okay. Oh, Michelle, don't beat yourself up about it. Mistakes happen.
Okay. Awesome. And actually, I left a note because, oh my gosh, there was one time that I was flying. I think I was flying home from the TESOL conference maybe.
Oh.
And I think I was sick. And I was like very out of it. And like I kept on losing my plane ticket.
Oh, no.
I mean, I literally would like get a new one. And for some reason, I didn't have a digital one, or maybe my phone was dying. I don't know. And I like kept on having them like reprint my plane
How many
ticket.
Times?
I don't know. Like at least twice. And then like I would like, I remember I couldn't find it a third time and I was panicking.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know. It was just like a terrible situation.
Oh, my gosh.
But like, that was the time I was like beating myself up about it because it was just so embarrassing every time I had to go back.
That sounds like a nightmare that I would have.
it was because, you know, sometimes at the airport, like you have like so much stuff with you and like, you know, you're kind of flustered sometimes and you're carrying this and that. Or at least that's how I am.
Definitely
I'm always
happens.
Like the one with like, oh, like the 10 extra bags that like, I don't know how I'm going to get them on the plane. And like someone always has to help me. So like, it's like understandable that I would have lost my plane ticket 100 times.
Oh, geez, Michelle, that sounds embarrassing. Were you by yourself or were you with anyone who had to witness
this?
No,
I was by myself.
Okay, that's better.
It was just miserable. So anyway, but yeah, you said don't beat yourself up about it. Mistakes happen, right?
Mm-hmm,
Here's another one, Lindsay.
Okay.
Let's try this one.
All right. So I've been beating myself up over missing that meeting for months.
Oh, Lindsay, don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah. So it sounds like I missed some meeting, some important meeting, probably had some repercussions at work, maybe, for example. Michelle, what do you think?
Right. So you're using this in a different way. You say, I've been beating myself up, right? Mm-hmm. So that means like, you know, for a while you've been doing this. You kind of like been hard on yourself. And I said, don't be so hard on yourself, right? I'm saying, that's kind of another way of saying don't beat yourself up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just because we want to have different ways to say things, right? I mean, so that's good. So don't be so hard on yourself. Yeah, so
exactly.
Good. So important. Okay. What is your English fluency score? Are you at 50%, 65%, or 80% fluency? And how quickly can you get to 99% fluency? Find out with our fluency quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's do another one. So then, okay. What's the next one, Lindsay?
All right. Knock yourself out. So this is a really different meaning, isn't it, Michelle?
Yeah. It's more, you know, we're going with the more of the theme, not necessarily the meaning today.
Okay, good. So this isn't all about being hard on ourselves. It's about the physical punch, the punch. I feel like we'll have fun with the title for this episode, Michelle.
Exactly. Yeah. So what does knock yourself out? I mean, what does that mean?
Oh my gosh, knock yourself out. It means go for it. So you're kind of being a little sarcastic, or it's basically when someone wants to do something or have access to something that doesn't have much value to you. Mm-hmm. And you tell them, go for it, knock yourself out, have as much as you want, whether it's the ice cream in the fridge, right? Or whether it's taking care of my dog because I need to go out in the evening, knock yourself out. Like, it doesn't seem like a great thing to me, but I give access to the other person. To that thing, to the other person. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of just like saying like, okay, have fun, you know?
Yeah, have fun. Go for it.
And yeah. Or, I mean, sometimes you can use it like to talk about being like very tired, like, oh, I'm like knocking myself out, right?
Yeah. He's knocked out or something, right? But I like this expression, which I think is more native, like knock yourself out.
Meaning go ahead.
It doesn't seem good to me, but go ahead.
right. Exactly. I mean, even if it does seem okay to you, but it's more like, I feel like it's also like if the person's making a big deal out of it or like, you'll see in this role play we're going to do.
Okay.
Let's do it. Yeah. And we'll kind of talk
about
it.
That'll be easier for our listeners. Here we go. Should I go shopping?
Why not?
I'm trying to save money. Okay, fine. I'll go.
All right. Knock yourself out.
Okay.
Right. Like, so there I didn't not think it was a good idea, but it was almost like you were making such a big deal out of it that it's almost like, all right, have fun, like, go for it, right?
Yeah, it kind of has a sense also that you're the one who says that, you're not really getting involved, right? Like, you're not gonna go shopping with me. I'm just like, I'm saying, go ahead, like, go do it. Do the thing you want to do.
Right. Or here's another example. All right, Lindsay, I need another coffee.
Wow, you really knocked yourself out with that project, didn't you? Okay, so I'm seeing that you're exhausted. You worked really hard and now you need a coffee.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And then there's one other way I was thinking of. Let's do it in this role play.
Okay, so this is the physical, right? So what happened?
I slipped on the ice and knocked myself out.
Oh my God, has that ever happened to you, Michelle? Oh, have you ever been physically, I guess that means gone unconscious. Right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's, I don't know if it is about actually unconscious or not. Maybe, yeah, I guess technically that would be what it is. I mean, or just slipping and hurting yourself, but I'm not sure. I don't even want to talk about it because I'm like, don't want to jinx it. But I mean, I've like passed out before from like getting a blood test and stuff.
Oh,
but I've
yeah, never, you told like, us that.
fallen. Yeah, exactly. What about you?
Well, I have hit a tree on skis. I feel like you probably know that story by now.
I think too, I remember already. That. Yeah.
But yeah, I hit my head on the tree. So we still don't know if those results are apparent.
You seem good.
This is years ago, but who knows? I guess I was fine, but it was weird. Like, I hit my head on the tree and then I hit the other tree with my hip. So, but I was conscious. Like, I wasn't knocked unconscious. So I was okay. Yeah, crazy stuff. So.
Okay, good. Should we do, I don't know, what do you think? Yeah, one more?
Let's do one more for our listeners. So we have a solid, three or four here. And then we will wrap up the episode. Today. Yeah, cool.
All right. What is this one?
All right. Kick me when I'm down. Oh, man. Okay. So this basically means that, you know, when someone is already feeling bad, you make them feel even worse. And we don't condone this. This is like bullying, right?
Yeah. It's, you know... yeah, I mean, I've seen this happen, you know, where somebody feels really bad about something and then somebody else says something. It's like, why do you do that?
Oh my gosh, that's horrible. Yeah. Okay, let's show our listeners a role play so it'll be more clear.
All right, here we go.
Seriously, where is my phone?
I told you to be more careful.
Michelle, please don't kick me when I'm down.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
So I'm already feeling awful because I lost my phone myself. And now you're making it worse by saying, oh, you're not careful enough. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's kick me when I'm down. I automatically think of when you can't find something. Like maybe it's like with your friend or your you know, a romantic partner or anything, and you can't find something. And maybe it's like something that you frequently lose.
Yes.
And, you know, in that moment when you can't find something, oh my God, it's
panicked.
Like the most intense feeling, you know?
Well, especially if you have to leave the house in a second and you don't have the thing, it's very intense, stressful.
Right. So then it's like, yeah. You know, a lot of times, you know, so sometimes, I don't know, I think about this expression and sometimes if like this happens with Dan or if he can't, I just like, I'm just in my head like, well, why would I say anything to make it worse? You know, like when the person, when someone can't find someone something, they already feel terrible and like panicked, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Would it be a good partner, right? Is to help them, actually help them look for it.
Right. Instead of kicking them when they're down.
Don't
I mean,
kick them when
yeah.
Down.
So, Lindsay, wow. Okay. We have done a lot of good expressions today. So, I think we're going to save a couple for another time.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, Lindsay, like, which one of these do you think that you use the most? We have beat yourself up, knock yourself out, and kick me when I'm down.
I love knock yourself out, especially when it's being used in the way that someone, a more specific way, when someone wants to like overindulge in something, right? As I said before, and you just say, okay, knock yourself out, go for it. If you want like an ice cream sundae, go for it. Yeah. What about you, Michelle? Which one do you like best?
That one is definitely, I mean, well, that one's the most fun,
it's
right?
Fun.
The other ones are like more like a little bit sad or like a little bit more serious. This one has the most personality to it. So I like it. But I mean, guys, these are all really useful. I mean, Lindsay, would you say that these are more just like regular conversation expressions? Would you say they could be used in business? Like how do you hear these?
Yeah, I mean, business is life. Life is business, right, guys? So you can use these in both places. I think, you know, knock yourself out is very casual, right? So, if you're, you know, you can be casual with your colleague too. So I think we could use these in both places, I would say. But I think the key for me here is tolerance, right? Tolerance to yourself, connection, not perfection. Focus on the connection in every moment when you're speaking English. And so that way you're not beating yourself up, right?
Yeah.
We don't need this aggression toward ourselves.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I think nowadays it's easy to just kind of like put blame on yourself and, to get really bothered by things. And I think people in general need to be kinder to themselves and to others.
Well, yeah. Absolutely, Michelle, for sure. Especially because we're all so scattered nowadays, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we need to have more understanding towards one another.
Yeah, I feel like in the last year, I've noticed more absent-mindedness by myself and the people around me. You know what I mean? Just because we're online all the time, we've got 25 browser windows open. So we need that sense of tolerance. If we forget something or we do something wrong, hey, just get back up and try again.
Yeah. Exactly. I love it. So Lindsay, all right, what's the takeaway for today?
I mean, that's it. For me, that's the takeaway. Yeah. These are three or four really good solid phrases for you guys about punching or beating or that kind of thing.
I don't know what I was
can't
thinking
wait
when
to
I planned
a
this.
Title
I must have
here.
Been feeling very aggressive.
But be tolerant to yourself, right? Yeah. That is the takeaway right there.
Yeah, I love it. Yes, very good. Okay, this was great. And guys, remember, go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. Get your fluency score and resources for your level.
Yeah, very cool. Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.